I'm Mike Eppel. You're trusting them with your money. Finding a financial advisor can be a daunting task for some investors. Sarah Efron is the deputy editor of Money Sense magazine. Sarah, is there a dollar value for the portfolio when an advisor would actually be a good idea?
Generally, once you start to have around $100,000 or more, that's a good time to seek out an advisor. If you have less than that, you might have trouble getting somebody to pay a lot of attention to your account. You can still get help from a bank or from a credit union. But once you start to have some more serious money, then it's a good idea to at least consider whether you want to work with a professional to manage your money.
Efron says you should conduct a job interview for any potential advisor candidates.
You should take the process very seriously of hiring a financial advisor. They're going to be taking care of your money. It's one of the most important things you have. Get a list of candidates and start interviewing people. Financial planners work in very, very different ways. Some of them will manage your account hands-on and make decisions for you. Other ones will just give you broad strokes advice. Understand what the financial planning designations mean. And ask a lot of questions and ask how often you will meet with the person and what exactly they're going to be doing for you.
And you'll have to determine exactly how much help you're looking for.
Some financial planners can sell you mutual funds, and that's all they can do. Some can't sell you any products, and all they're doing is giving you advice on how to manage your money, how to do the investing broad strokes type planning, how to do tax and insurance. And some will be able to trade securities and buy stocks and bonds for you.
And if things don't work out between you and your financial planner?
People get very stressed about it. You have a quite close relationship with a financial planner. Almost becomes like a friend of the family. But, you know, if you're not happy with the advice you're getting and you're not happy with your returns, and there's nothing wrong with going, getting a second opinion, getting a checkup on where you're at. And if you do decide to switch, typically what happens is the new financial planner will inform the old one. So you don't even have to tell them. They'll just get a notification, and then you can move your money over to the new advisor.
Sarah Efron of Money Sense Magazine. And I'm Mike Eppel. Weekend business continues at 26 and 56 minutes past the hour, or anytime at 680news.com.